Like Dr. Maxine Lewis said that, and Dr. Nosa, our veteran, couldn't come, so we knew that last minute, so I will stand here to present our work, hopefully give you something about assessment tool and how to use this assessment tool to strengthen informatics capacities in resource-lower settings. So I'm going to present to you about this framework. So give you a little bit of background and describe a little bit about, so HMN, which is a health matrix network assessment tool. And also we are present the assessment findings. So far, how many countries done this assessment? So what we find from their reports. And then we will congregate and make some recommendations. Okay, a little bit of background about this. So we know that bad health information leads to bad decision, and which in terms leads to better health. And so it is very, very important, not just to policymakers and epidemiologists, and it's also important to like communities and healthcare providers. So unfortunately, some of the information is really available in lower income developing countries due to the underinvestment in health information systems that are very, very essential for the data connection, analysis, and dissemination and the use. So today's challenges for like in lower resource settings are related or include health information vulnerabilities and the silo implementations and the limited data utilizations and as well as the lower country informatics capacities. So what is the health informatics capacities and HMN? So I will use HMN through this presentation represent health matrix network. So public health informatics capacity is critical for countries' national health information systems. So health matrix network is a global collaboration. So that designed to deliver long-lasting solutions to health information systems development. So HMN is based on the premise that it's not because countries are poor, they cannot afford good health information. But it is because that they are poor that they cannot afford to be without it. So specifically, HMN pursue three interrelated objectives. So number one, create a harmonized framework for country health information system development. That I will show you in a couple of slides, that is HMN framework. Number two, strengthen country health information system, including informatics capacity. So by providing technical and technological financial support. Number three, it will ensure access and the use of information by local, regional, and global. So this is HMN framework. As you see that HMN is a global partnership. It is not a physical network we can see like a surveillance system. So this is a global partnership. So this is contain two parts here. So when you see this part, that is about health information system components. It's all described standards. Six components stays here. HIS, which is health information system resources, indicators, data sources, data management, information products, dissemination, and the use. All those will include in the very important part for this framework. So how to use or form these six parts and to need to the design a health information system. So we have a roadmap. So this is on this part. So roadmap for implementation of our idea or optimized health information system nationwide. So first important thing is the principles. And then there is some process followed. And we have to use some tools and then to pursue our HMN goals. So the broad HMN guidance principles will be emphasize the use and the users of information and the country ownership and leadership and the development context and the statistics and the health linkages. And also will improve efficiency and the health outcomes. All those will be emphasized within the roadmap. So there are three phases related to the roadmap. So phase one, actually, this is the phase we are in. HMN was founded and by Bill Gates, Melinda Gates Foundation. Like initial aid, $50 million. And with other, like UN, World Bank, and WHO, and other countries, and private sectors, and you know, co-funding this project. So we are in phase one. Phase one is about assessment. I will give you a little bit detail about this assessment. So this is very, very important for the leadership, for coordination, and to finish this assessment. So phase two, we're focused on visions, strategic plan, and the implementation plan and the budget. Secure funding is very, very important to get our idea or optimized HIS or national HIS implemented. So which actually Ramesh already demonstrated in his presentation. So this is actually our phase three. But this is only a conceptual diagram. So will be probably later on be optimized more or to refine and fine tune some parts. But we are not talking about phase two, phase three. We focus on phase one. So by now, there are about 65 countries and involved in this assessment. So as you can see from the map here, so we have a round one, 40 countries, round two, 25 countries. But only 15 countries finish their assessment, submit their report to HMN, WHO. So I will give you a little bit of background about what the assessment tool is. As you can see from this slide, and this is the version two. So this actually implemented or in use in 2006. So by now, a couple of months ago, HMN released the latest version, that what we call version four. So in 2 years, we shortened 2 years, we have four versions. So this is a two. So what we can see here in that side, my right-hand side, so this is the enter scores. We have a six components must to be assessed. So all the assessed, this is in our HMN framework. And then we can use these two to review the results. So what is this? This is a set of structured questions and a scoring mechanism for this assessment too. Okay, why we need this? Lots of reasons. So this actually is a crucial step towards to comprehensive HIS vision. So this is a better understand HIS on country level. So give all key stakeholders and what their HIS status is. And also that will create a baseline to monitor progress. So without assessment, so nothing could happen. Lots of questions will be answered in these two. So I displayed in this slide is about version four. Version 4 has 6 components. Each component has a different category. So you will see that, and from resources, we have 25 questions and 5 questions for indicators, and 83 questions for data sources. This is the majority questions come from. And then we have data management, information products, and the dissemination and the use. So total questions about 197. So this is the version 4. How about the version 3 I demonstrated in previous slides? Version 2 has 249 questions, even more. And then HMN actually simplifies these questions and eliminate some unuseful and combine some similar questions into one. So each question will score at the minimum is 0. So 0 point to possible maximum point is 3. So we have 4 steps, 0, 1, 2, and 3. So the total points for this is about 591 points. So this is scoring and interpretation. So when you score in one component, so how can you interpret? So we have, if you meet that, it's a 0 to 19%. So that means you have a maximum points. For example, the resources. Resources, 25 questions, if they have like 150 points, you get 15 points at that. This is about 1/10. So 1/10 is about 10%. They are filled with not functional. So that is how this score comes out. So with this one, we have 5 interpretations or 5 scenarios, and from 0 to 100, and from not functional to highly adequate. So actually, we have the color code for this. If you get highly adequate, you get green. And then if you have a not functional, you get red, and some colors between. Okay, yellow and reddish. And so this is all colors we will use. Actually, HMN will use that in their, or all countries will use that in their reports. So now I will give you a little bit idea about how the table and be filled in with those scores. So if you have, for example, the dissemination and the use. So we have analysis and the use of information. The maximum score is a 20. What you get? Okay, you get 2, it's still 10%. Okay, we have filled 10% is there. So what color we'll get? Red, not functional. Okay, this is another sample display, overall results. Within the assessment 2, when data be filled up in the to answer the questions in the 2, so that will have some mechanism to calculate the points, to calculate the percentage to display this bar chart. So we have colors here, you see this is a green, this is red. This is red, something you can see, and what the scores coordinate with their assessment. Okay, here's our 15 countries health information system assessment results by HIS components. 50 countries, you can see a country, this is a matrix. So all 6 components listed here. So if you want to see, okay, for example, like China. So we have something in their data source, okay, we get adequate. So you can look at each country for each component. But with this big table and the matrix, you cannot really tell and what is going on. But at least you can tell some majority color. For example, here indicators, you get majority color is yellow. That means adequate. So, but I will give you like a results displayed by each component. So here we have number 1 is HIS resources. So as you can see, no country score either high adequate or not functional. But more than half of that and shows, actually this is the majority countries shows that resources are present but not adequate or not adequate. But we still get some countries shows adequate with the yellow. And the indicators, that is very interesting. So majority countries shows either adequate 67%, or highly adequate. So we have that is about, it's more than 73%. So that's no functional zero, but not adequate and present not with the even number. Okay, this is about data resources. Data resources, we have how many questions? 86 questions about this need to be answered. About half of them, actually, this is about 73% evaluate their data resources within HIS system. That is not adequate or present but not adequate. Only 27% evaluate as adequate. For the data management, this is probably the most important or related to our informatics. And this component, so if we can see 59% is not adequate, and the 27 is not is present but not adequate, and no functional. All this combined is more than 90% of the country shows this is not adequate. Only one country assigns them as adequate. Okay, last the two components. Information products. So half of country shows their information products as adequate. And for dissemination and the use, and we have about even number. It's a little bit more, as not adequate or present but not adequate. And against two, adequate at 46%. In conclusion, so we think HMAN framework as a public goods have been received with enthusiasm by HMM country partners and endorsed by global partners. So many countries joined, is well received by almost all countries. When HMN proposed or request for country submit their proposal, many countries responded very short of time. So only 65 countries funded by HMN, but all those countries actually are lower income countries. So number two, the HMN assessment tool has been very effective at bringing various constituents together within countries. And the cost strategy plans are powerful at leveraging financial for HIS strategies. HMN continues to learn from all countries to further refine the HMN framework. So at least they refine their assessment tool 4 times within 2 years. So among 6 components, this is according to our preliminary analysis for 50 countries report, the data management gets the lowest score. So about 93% of countries score that as not adequate. So the indicators gets the highest score. So it's about more than 80% of countries get their indicators adequate or highly adequate. So we have some recommendations for this. So the first is the most important that we think is we need collaborative developer standardized informatics technique evaluation tool to enhance the HMN assessment tool in like examine the architecture and the standards and the interoperability and so on. So those involved all major or key stakeholders, including academia and the private partners in the assessment. Government is not enough to do or perform this assessment by its alone. So need all parties collaboration to finish or efficiently finish this assessment. Number three, we should provide effective training on the assessment tool for the people participate in the assessment to share like best practice, to share their license learned when they doing their country assessment. This is more important. So this is why we need probably come out with very solid and a very effective assessment tool that apply the same measure for all countries to build the baseline for their HIS established or development. And that's all for this presentation. So all the information can be obtained from HMN's website. And thank you very much. So
great. Well, thank you very much for that presentation. We have about 10 minutes remaining in the session. What I'd like to do is open it up to questions, particularly from the laboratory information system for Bob Martin and also for Wen Kai, for Wei. But also any, really would welcome general questions or comments or observations that people have from this group. If you can introduce yourselves and try to be as succinct as possible. And Joel, Prachi was actually, maybe Prachi could, what we sent her back from the mic. Actually, Prachi. No, not Wenkai, Prachi. We sent her back, so maybe we'll give her first crack here.
Thanks. My name is Prachi, and I work for the Coordinating Office for Terrorism Preparedness and Emergency Response. And my question was more directed to Ramesh. Very nice presentation. My question has to do with how do you ensure sustainability of the TA efforts that you go and provide to all these developing countries? So once you leave, how is it that they sustain that particular effort?
Very good question. Very good question. Just want to illustrate the way we are doing. We are providing technical consultation. There's a part of it that we factor, which is capacity building. The capacity building essentially is the underpinning for transferring knowledge and making them sustain. Projects such as PEPFAR.